Presenting this week's story, Who is Foolish?
Lydia, nothing can convince me that Jesus performs miracles. I agree he performs clever tricks and he is a compelling speaker. I call him a magician, but you? You? Are you foolish enough to believe he's a doer of miraculous signs from God? What miracles have you seen him do?
Simon, I have watched him mobbed many times by crippled people.
Yes, I know. They beg him, "May I touch the edge of your clothes?"
Often, he has not stopped them. Instead, my eyes repeatedly have seen people instantly healed after touching his clothing. I do not think his clothing is magic, but I suspect that faith and hope in Jesus is present. I also believe that he is more than what you as a critic believe. Blind and crippled men and women and children have been healed. I have seen them changed and moving in wonder and joy. My brothers are not religious leaders, not Pharisees like you. They are skilled craftsmen. I am their sister and a wife and a daughter, and I am a mother. King Solomon understood that I have the opportunity and need to be multi-skilled, with alertness and moral strength. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 31,
"Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies."
He describes her possible skills and then writes,
"Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of laziness. Her children call her blessed, and her husband praises her. A woman that respects and trusts the Lord shall be praised."
Simon, from my birth I have been in training to see mentally, physically, and spiritually. I am honored to be a woman with the challenges Solomon shared. I hope you can respect that I have seen Jesus perform miracles, not tricks. Perhaps someday you will see them.
Lydia, as you talk to me, I am reminded how God gave Moses the job of speaking to a great Pharaoh of Egypt. God spoke to Moses from a flame of fire in a burning bush.
"I have seen the suffering of my people as slaves in Egypt. They cry for help. I am going to deliver them. Go to Pharaoh so you can lead my people out of Egypt."
Moses protested,
"Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should lead the Israelites out of Egypt?"
God replied,
"Certainly. I will be with you."
Moses continued,
"Who should I tell the Israelites is sending me?"
"Tell the Israelites that I am is sending you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will tell you what to do."
"Lord, I am slow of speech."
God declared,
"Who made man's mouth? Is it not I? I will teach you what to say."
Moses asked,
"Lord, please send someone else."
"Your brother Aaron can be your spokesman."
God's commandments were to be obeyed. In today's story, Simon was used to judging, but not seeing. Lydia saw spiritually and mentally. Moses was learning to see and obey God. Simon and Lydia are composites of biblical characters. Today's speakers are Carlos, Gwen, Elise, and Barbara, who is also the writer for this week's story. Please check out thisweekstory.com.